You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
From a time zone that is 3 hours behind, so it's currently 6 o'clock there. They're coming to us live from Melbourne. They're one half of the incredible duo Van Studden and Boom. They released Colourbox, which is one of the best jungly housey tunes ever from the country. It's Amelia. They're joining us to talk about their new track, The Floating Opera. Good morning to you. How are you?
Morena, how's it going?
It's going groovy. It's my birthday, so I'm like feeling good, you know?
Oh, incredible. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday to you as well. How are things over in Melbourne? How's Melbourne treating you?
Yeah, look, it's not too bad. It's I'm getting to ring up everyone around the country for releasing the singles made me pretty homesick, I'll be honest. But it's you know, it's got its pros over here.
Mm-hmm. The food is pretty next level.
Yes, absolutely.
When I was there for about a week and a half in February, I had the best Vietnamese food of my life. Just the amount of delicious Asian food, like high price, medium price, low price. It's nuts. You can't go wrong.
I live near Footscray, and in Footscray, it's like there will be 6 Vietnamese restaurants in a row, and each one will serve like a kind of a different kind of Vietnamese food. Like, you could get every kind of Vietnamese food you could possibly imagine. It's pretty cool.
Have you had the Filipino ice cream in Footscray?
Absolutely.
Yes,
it's so good.
It's good. It's next level. It's so good. And also, there's a really good vinyl store in Footscray as well. I remember finding a bunch of New Zealand stuff in a vinyl store there.
Yeah, Footscray Records. Look, people are always coming over to Melbourne. They're always looking around places. I highly recommend Footscray Records. I've been to a lot of record stores people recommend, and it's a lot of kind of like, I don't know, stuff that you've probably already ordered off Bandcamp. Footscray Records, you're like, oh, why is this Russian bootleg here?
A lot of variety, tons of variety.
Yeah,
before we get talking about the new track, I want to know, how's Edie the cat?
Oh my goodness. I feel like you're like nardwiring me. Edie the cat is pretty, she's pretty good. She has recently decided that she would like to sleep on my pillow, which is difficult because that's where my head goes. And so there's a little bit of kind of vying for pillow supremacy happening. But otherwise, she's pretty good.
Is there anything particularly remarkable about this pillow? Is it a memory foam? Is it a bam pillow? Is it like orthopedic?
No, it's honestly kind of a terrible pillow.
Maybe this is a wake-up call.
Maybe this is a wake-up call. I'd give it up. Yeah, true. I'm gonna upgrade.
You do. Honestly, I sleep with 2 very delicious pillows every night, and it's mean. It really does a trick. Well, let me tell you.
Got to go from a cat-grade pillow to a human-grade pillow.
Yeah, get an upgrade. Does anyone ever call you Amelia, like the George Boy song, the Boy George song? Anyone ever done that to you?
It has happened,
It has
yes.
happened, right. Okay, good. Just wanted to clear that out before we start talking about the new track.
Okay. Yeah, I think once or twice.
Okay, and is this occasion one of the twice occasions, or is
no? This would make it a third time,
a thrice occasion.
Yeah, the hat trick.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Well, I want to talk about the new track, which utilizes these very 70s synths. We're talking Yellow Magic Orchestra. We're talking Mort Garson, and probably a little bit of Kraftwerk in there too. What about that era and those really early kind of synthesizer Moogie vibes caught your attention?
I mean, that stuff was kind of like my introduction to electronic music. Outside of obviously like pop music on the radio that has a lot of electronic elements, my older brother growing up was really, really into Kraftwerk and really into that like War of the Worlds record, Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. I don't know if you've heard that.
The radio broadcast?
No, it's like a 70s musical of War of the Worlds. No. And it is all like synths and an orchestra. It's very buzzy. And so, I mean, that stuff has always been kind of fascinating to me. And, so I kind of have been kind of getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And like, I think after like Mort Garson and stuff started getting a bit more like mainstream popularity, I was like, well, maybe I could do some of this stuff now.
Mm-hmm. And you certainly have on this thing. I mean, you've also listed or made a post on Instagram listing all your different influences. And we're getting pretty moogie here. I mean, there's an album you've cited called Exotic Moog from a guy called Martin Denny.
Yes,
That's very in the weeds, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a real, like, if I like someone's music, I want to know, like, what they were listening to. And so, like, getting really into Yellow Magic Orchestra, like, part of the thing for Yellow Magic Orchestra was this, like, reinvention of exotica music, this, like, kind of, like, easy-listening, vaguely foreign type sounding music from the like 50s and 60s, where they would basically just get kind of any interesting sounding instrument or whatever they could find and then put a foreign country's name on the cover. But that was like a big influence on Kraftwerk. Like their first single was like a cover of an exotica song. And then yeah, like during the during the like novelty synthesizer boom, a bunch of those guys made synthesizer records, and so yeah, Exotic Moog is like this dude who is making this like light lounge music with marimbas and stuff and bird calls suddenly being like, yeah, I guess we've got like a, you know, a drummer and like three synthesizers now, and that's what the record is. Yeah, really interesting to me anyway.
Are the bird call noises what influenced you to put like nature noises on the floating opera, the new track?
I would say probably yes. I mean, there's a lot of like, I feel like that comes from everywhere. Like honestly, the thing that first made me start putting that on tracks was like LTJ Bookham jungle stuff, where it's like atmospheric and you've got the like the loon call from the like those 90s samplers and things. But but yeah, for this one it's definitely more Exotic Moog than it is LTJ Bookham.
I'm really excited to play it out loud on the one and hear it over the speakers in the studio. It's such a banger of a tune, and the video goes so hard as well. It features these very 70s 3D smiley inspired sort of happy magic roundabout looking trio playing at different spots around the country, and I think in the press release or the description for the video you allude to these different spots being a sort of reference to New Zealand music lore. I was wondering, could you uncode and unpack some of these hidden messages for us?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, so when me and Simon were first talking about the video, we were like, yeah, so it's obviously got to be a guy in a jungle and he's like kind of going down the river. And then we started like trying to like put together ideas for it. And at a certain point, we were just like, why are we not making this in New Zealand? Which is like the thing that we kind of know about, have experienced, and are like both have kind of a nerdy interest in the history of. So yeah, it pivoted to being this like band on the road. And we spent a lot of time thinking about historic places they could have played. So I mean, partly the band is inspired by, you know, the Formula, who do like Nature Enter Me.
Oh yeah, yeah. And the band name is spelled like Formula. Yeah. Yeah, it's really clever.
Yeah. weirdly, not four people in the band. I will never get to the bottom of why they are called that. But they have a record called Green Bee Holiday, which is like the New Zealand answer to the Kinks Village Green Preservation Society or whatever. But it's like, it's got a big bus on the front that has like the Formula painted on the side, or like psychedelic. So we're like, well, that could be them, except to make it more New Zealand, they're in a trekker. And it's like, yeah, so we spent ages basically thinking like, well, they've got to play at like in Napier with the like big concrete rainbow. Mm-hmm. I think we almost got them on the Inter Islander, but it was too hard to make the assets for it.
Well, they do show up in the Octagon in Dunedin, which was quite cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. I would get, because to make the places, Simon needed to find like historic photos that he could license to make the textures. And so I'd get these like excited messages kind of at random times of the day being like, I found the perfect photo of the octagon. And I'm like, yes. Yeah, we're doing it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm surprised you wouldn't be able to just use like a Google Image Maps kind of street view thing for that.
Well, it's hard to find them at the resolution, I think.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. One of the characters, one of the three band members, is beating a Martinklöpper, which is some kind of Nordic ornate wooden badminton racket-looking thing, on a big leather sheet. And I want to know, where does that come from?
That was us trying to think of what, like, a slightly esoteric electronic percussion thing could be. And so it's not very real, I'll say, but the sheet is kind of like, it's like a cross between like what a big sheet reverb, plate reverb looks like, which is like a big metal sheet with, electronic contacts and an inducer on it. Mm-hmm. And it's like a cross between that and the Kraftwerk Live. They basically had stripped a drum machine and made these kind of like tinfoil looking pads that they could hit to trigger the drums. And then the thing that he's hitting it with, we actually based it on the small hammer that you use for a hammer dulcimer, but Simon made it huge. So it looks like the thing that you said.
A Martinklöpper. Yeah, I saw them in the YouTube comments being like, the Martinklöpper's back or something.
Yeah, it's, you know, it all comes together in a kind of like a cosmic shared resonance level. But but yeah, so it, we just needed something that could conceivably be going...
Yeah, and it works. It really works. You've got an album that's coming out next year. Can you reveal any details? And I also want to know, are there any updates for Van Staden and Boehm, the incredible duo that you are a part of?
I'm loving the VSB love. This is great. The album I can't say too much about, aside from... that it's more like this. Some people who I've talked to have been like, and it sounds like it's going into like a real dance, like sweaty banger. And I'm like, if by that you mean another like disco track, like with synthesizers, then yeah. And it's also, yeah. So if you like this, there is more coming. And VSB, we've got a couple of songs that we haven't put out yet. We just need to get a couple more, so it's kind of like worth releasing all in one go.
Very fair.
But yeah, it's still happening. It's not retired, you know.
I'm glad to hear it's not over yet.
Hardcore will never die, as they say.
As they do say. And aside from this release as well, Baby Zionov released their new album. So it's a big week for New Zealand electronica. It's crazy.
Heck yeah. Yes. And like Alia Baby Zionov is like my one of my best friends, and definitely my like music confidant. So Alia has heard everything on the album too many times. So shout out to Alia.
Big shout out to Alia. And big shout out to you as well, Amelia. I really appreciate your time this morning. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Love one another.
Agree that. Yeah. That's beautiful words of advice. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope Melvin continues to treat you well. And take care, mi amigo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, folks. That was Amelia. We're talking to her about her latest track, The Floating Opera, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play it for you right now. It is 9:16 here on The One. We'll have Rocket Jones in at 10 a.m. for a live to air. Keep it locked. Don't touch that dial, whatever you do. Please.
a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.